you know, let's try something new. Let's try something that's going to be targeted to get you results that you're really looking for.
That's Jamie Matuszek, the president here at Catalyst, telling you about why integrated marketing is so vital to not only campaigns, but the real estate industry. You'll hear more from her in just a second. Hi, y'all. This is Listen, the Catalyst Marketing Podcast, where we talk about how strategy, creativity, and hard numbers come together to make great marketing campaigns. I'm Alex Johnson, a member of the team here at Catalyst and the host of this show. In this episode, we're going to be doing something a little different. We like to believe that we don't play by the rules around here, and we're not starting with our first episode. So while we will be sharing insights, case studies, actionable tips, and more for all your marketing campaigns, today we're just going to be telling you a story. If you didn't know, this month marks Catalyst 10-year anniversary, so happy birthday to us! We're celebrating with a look back at where we've been, where we're going, and a special surprise at the end of this episode where you could win $10,000 worth of branding work from our firm. But stick around to the end, I'll tell you all about it. Right now, we're going to talk to our fabulous leader, Jamie Matuszek. Jamie's been with Catalyst since 2013 and has done an amazing job shaping and building the strategies that have kept Catalyst exponentially growing for the past few years. Jamie, can you give us a little background on yourself and how you ended up with Catalyst?
Sure. I guess I'll go back to, I started my career at Texas A&M University, actually. I am an Aggie. Whoop. And with a degree in journalism, and I had complete intentions of becoming a huge journalistic star, but started writing news copy for a television show called Brazos Valley This Morning, and would get to work at 3 a.m. and would write news copy for the broadcasters, and quickly realized that that wasn't going to pay very well, and it was going to be a very long and an arduous climb. So I decided to shift my focus into marketing, and I had always wanted to live in Dallas, so I moved to Dallas without knowing a single person, a single soul, and sought out a marketing career and started working for a firm called IMC Squared at the time as a project manager. And there were 30 people at the agency at the time, but really was able to focus my learning around consumer market research, website development, and marketing practices for really cool companies like General Mills Cheerios and Pepperidge Farm Goldfish. We worked on the Clairol account and Crest, and we created the Crest white strips and Crest expressions, and also had experience working with brands like Galderma and some pharmaceutical companies. So really was able to learn a lot about consumer information, and we learned a lot about website development, campaign development, and media buys. And so that was a great experience. I worked there for about 7 years and then decided to move to Austin. And I moved to Austin and sought out a career in direct marketing. So I had a lot of experience at that point in, like I mentioned, the research side and website development, and I wanted to get a bit more experience on the direct marketing side. So I worked for a company called Quantum Digital, and we specifically focused on the creation of direct marketing communications for the real estate industry and franchised organizations such as AT&T and Remax and Prudential, so big brands. We always pushed the envelope, so we created an online portal where customers could go online and order their collateral, and we were able to add some really great technologies where individuals and companies could track their direct marketing responses. So we added QR codes, and we actually developed an app where agents and remodelers and other franchise organizations could order their collateral while in the field right from a mobile application. So although it was direct marketing and direct mail, we always, I would say, was a disruptor to that industry and really brought technology to the forefront. And so I served there as the, actually I started in sales, and I moved up to the sales and marketing director and worked there for 7 years, and it was a great experience. And really at that time, I thought, look, I've worked on the agency side for several years now. I would like to work on the client side. And an opportunity was put in front of me to go into more of a product, a development and product sales company. And so I moved to a startup in Austin, Texas called Nexorcis. Great company, great startup, a really fun and energetic team. We actually manufactured and sold a piece of boxing equipment called the Nexorcis. That was really technology-based. You could actually do a workout right from this machine. It was trainer-guided, just really, really fun, as I mentioned, an energetic product. And so the individual that I worked for at the time brought me in to be the marketing director and really to form a team of marketing professionals that could really take the product to market. And so I worked there for a little over a year, and the person that I worked for at the time was there as an interim CEO, and he moved over to Catalyst to serve as their interim CEO. And we had several conversations, and I really enjoyed working for him, and so he recruited me over. And that's how I ended up at Catalyst. I started as a group account director here at Catalyst, and really was brought in to help form the account group and structure processes and really shift the customer sentiment and really help to build a new customer service experience.
So what contributed to that experience? What do you feel you developed in creating a better experience for all the clients at Catalyst?
Yeah, so, you know, first and foremost, I think anyone stepping into that type of role, you really need to understand the current client sentiment. Who are the clients? What has been the experience? And so one of the first things that I realized is that there was some great room for improvement, just in understanding the products and services that we have been providing and the level of service the clients were receiving. And ultimately, I saw a huge opportunity to improve the operation as a whole. And so what I really started focusing in on was developing new processes, really looking at restructuring our products and services and bringing those in-house and restructuring our team to really bring in talent from the marketing industry, not necessarily the real estate industry, but those individuals that had expertise in building brands, individuals that had expertise in digital marketing and how to reach the customers that our clients really were needing to reach. And so that alone, just that restructure of the operation and bringing in key talent and bringing in our services in-house, really helped to shape a new client trust and a foundation for Catalyst and our team. And so, you know, at that point, I was quickly moving into other roles and was promoted to the vice president of Catalyst to really oversee and run the division and really bring forth some concepts like integrated marketing to the real estate sector. So Catalyst is focused on growing our real estate clients. That is our sweet spot. We know how to speak to customers. We know how to garner reach for the prospects that our customers in real estate are seeking. So whether it's a student housing company, a multifamily company, a residential company, or a senior housing company, we're focused on understanding demographics and the psychographic information and trends of the generations in order to really drive response for our customers, whether they're looking for new lease potentials or purchase potentials for their organizations. So I think, you know, ultimately what my goal is now as president of Catalyst is to be a disruptor. I that's always been in the forefront of my mind, It's what I want to encourage our team members to constantly be thinking about. And it's not just to do the same old thing. So a lot of organizations get stuck. A lot of our clients get stuck in their marketing tactics because it's, you know, they do the same thing because it's comfortable. It's what they've always done. But what we're trying to bring forth is, you know, let's try something new. Let's try something that's going to be targeted to get you results that you're really looking for. And so what I challenge our team with doing is seeking new technologies and innovation that are going to drive results for our clients. And I think that we have done so by introducing the concept of integrated marketing. So campaigns that are very targeted to a specific audience base over a short period of time with a specific offer and a strong call to action is proving to our customers that they can spend less and receive more in terms of lead potential. And so that is key, you know, to driving their business success. And I think secondly, one of the goals that we have and that we've brought forth is just creating transparency. I've worked on the marketing side, I've worked on the agency side, and I've also worked on the client side. And I know that it is very frustrating when you spend money on marketing and you have no idea where your marketing dollars are going and if they're really working. And so I challenged the team from the very beginning that we have to create transparency. We have to show how many leads and what those leads are for our clients. And so our team, the team is phenomenal. They've developed proprietary systems to track lead data and actually serve that data in a really friendly visual dashboard that creates transparency for our clients. So they can log in and see exactly who we drove to their website for a specific campaign, a name, an email address, a phone number, and that is gold to our clients. And so, you know, secondly, that is, I would say, one of our biggest successes and the biggest impact that we're going to help our clients to achieve. And then thirdly, I think just helping our clients build community. So what we are finding is that really the future of real estate marketing, again, whether you are a multifamily company, whether you are in student housing or residential community driving purchase potentials, generations today, and it really doesn't matter the generation. So baby boomers, millennials, the next generation, Generation Z, all of us desire connection and community and authenticity from the brands that we buy from. We just receive information differently. We seek out information differently. But at the end of the day, community and connection is what everyone is seeking. And our goal is to drive that for our clients and the properties that they represent. And that is really, in my mind, the future of apartment marketing. The future of real estate marketing is standing out, creating a personality for your brand, creating a personality for your property, and that is going to increase renewals, and it is going to increase purchase potential. It's going to increase new lease potentials.
So on the note of creativity and disrupting the space, I know we're doing something exciting and unique for our 10-year birthday. So can you tell us about that campaign and what that means for our clients and potential clients?
Sure. So yes, very exciting achievement. Our 10-year anniversary. It's a great feat to achieve for any organization. And we ultimately want to give back to our clients. And so we've come up with a really fun campaign. And I hope that you get to see some of that creative. But it really is going back to the basics. You know, like everyone has a beginning, which may not be so great. So let us help you get to the next level. And so for our 10-year anniversary, we're offering some great prizes for getting your own brand established. And I think you're going to disclose like the big surprise here in a moment. But companies have an opportunity to share their story, and we'll take a look at those stories and determine who is the winner of receiving this great new brand presence that we can help put forth into the market. And, you know, lastly, I want to share that what makes a great company, and something that I'd like to note, especially for our 10-year anniversary, is the team that serves that company. And it's the passion that's inside every single person about their role, their expertise, of course, and just the desire to see not only the company succeed, but our clients succeed. And it is great to be on this seat and seeing each of our team members really drive the innovation and the new brands, and being able to put those out into the market and really provide those tracking mechanisms for our clients to really drive their success, because that's what it's about. It's not just about our success. It's about our clients being successful and feeling like they are winning, and that's our goal.
We're so glad Jamie got to come on the show and tell us all about Catalyst and herself. But now we're gonna turn the tables a little bit. It's your turn to tell us a story. If you remember back at the beginning of the episode, I told you it's Catalyst's birthday. We've been around for 10 years, and we're here to celebrate. To show our appreciation, we're giving away 10 logo design packages, each worth $1,000. That means we'll take your story, come up with an amazing logo design from our awesome in-house graphic designers, and give you a brand new look. And if you happen to have a fantastic story to tell, we'll be giving you a $10,000 branding package. It's an a la carte menu of all Catalyst has to offer. You can choose from almost anything. It could be a website, a logo redesign, a package of marketing materials, social graphics, ad graphics, anything. You name it, we can do it. And it could be a part of your totally free, no strings attached, $10,000 branding giveaway. So here's how you get involved, and here's how you get $10,000 worth of awesome branded work from Catalyst. You go to thelyst.com/10 years. That's thelyst.com/10 years. There you'll find a form to tell us about you, your company, and why you think you deserve our big giveaway. That's it for the first episode, y'all. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, go over to iTunes, give us a review, tell us what you think about us, tell us what you think about the podcast. And you can go visit our website, thelyst.com, see what we're up to, learn about our team, see what kind of work we're into. And don't forget to sign up for the $10,000 giveaway. That's thelyst.com/10 years. Tell us your story, get an amazing branding package in return. All right, we'll talk next time. Thanks, y'all.